A tireless volunteer who lights up the community at every opportunity, Bosch Alesky has been selected as Bowen's 2022 Citizen of the Year. There's few things you won't find Alesky involved with on the island as far as events go. In fact, she found out about the honor while setting up for a wedding. In addition to her most visible role, the annual Light Up the Cove project, she's played a part at one point or another helping with many key Bowen traditions. Alesky's community involvement began immediately upon her arrival to Bowen in 1989. Looking to meet people, she took a job as a bartender at Doc Morgan's, where she met fellow community-minded folks in Rondi and Dorothy Dyke. Doc Morgan's was like my family when I first moved to Bowen. That's where I got my start being involved in a small community, says Alesky. Before long, Alesky was managing the restaurant, and popular events were in full swing. Oktoberfest, watermelon tosses, and catapults, with Rondi's leftover watermelons from Bowfest, and a host of international nights including Greek, Polynesian, Indonesian and even Cinco de Mayo. Alesky says music and costumes were always a must. One of Alesky's favorite events she helped spearhead was inspired by a David Letterman segment. Stupid Pet Tricks was adopted on Bowen as Dog Days of Summer, a fundraiser for BC Guide Dogs which ran for more than two decades before Alesky was pulled in other directions, especially by her business's Bowen Event Rentals. Alesky organizes weddings and other events as part of her Bowen Event Rentals business. Daryl Deegan today, Light Up the Cove is no doubt Leesky's signature event. When she took charge of the operation around 15 years ago, Light Up was one evening with Santa Claus and a lantern parade. It since evolved into a full lights and scenery display throughout the entire cove, complete with a costume parade and fireworks celebration. Alesky is not taking it easy the other 11 months of the year though, the exact opposite in fact. She speaks fondly of her time running her past craft market, especially for the way it inspired kids to develop some entrepreneurial spirit. She says those same kids, now adults with businesses, still point to their participation at the market as their first real foray into the business world. Involving kids in events is perhaps Leesky's favorite part of event planning, and means summer is one of her favorite times of year when school is out. I just want to get kids out there. Bowen seems to have those type of kids who want to be involved and are really helpful, she says. She recalls a kids' lemonade stand which raised thousands for the children's hospital, kids' camps, Easter egg hunts, and breakfasts with Santa and Barney, different events, as other highlights working with Bowen's youth. Community outreach is always on the agenda too. This includes helping people in need, whether it's facilitating GoFundMes, meal trains, or anything else for a person or family going through hard times. We have great community spirit. Whenever there's anybody in need, everybody rallies, she says. Leix also put on her historian hat during Bowen's past people, places and plants tours, which involved trips to gardens around the island along with picnics. Support from local businesses is something Alesky says makes all the events possible. I love the businesses on Bowen Island because I love the community feel. You go to businesses and everybody knows your name. And you become a little bit of family, she says. Other people at the top of Leesky's thank you list include her husband Paul, who helps with the building and ideas for many events, despite the occasional grumbling, she teases, and the Dykes, whose support in the beginning and for everything since has allowed Alesky to pursue her passions. Alesky also makes sure to note a somber thank you to Jewel Maxwell, her partner on so many events who passed away this summer. This is for you, Jewel, says Basha. And with over 30 years of service to Bowen, Alesky sees herself playing a significant role in the community for years to come. I don't have any plans to stop. I actually have some things up my sleeve, she hints.